Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hello and welcome you to today's podcast. This is going to be lesson number 12 in Creative Study Methods course. And the objectives are going to be that you're going to be able to write the key verse for memory, list four steps in the chapter study method. You're going to be able to study the Bible by chapters. You're going to be able to create a chart to summarize your studies and create a chapter outline. And our memory verse for this particular lesson are found in Psalms 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So in the last lesson, you learned how to survey an entire book of the Bible. You're not going to learn how to study an individual chapter within a book of the Bible. And an example of chapter study is provided, and you're given the opportunity to do such a study in the four further study section at the end of the lesson. Now, this method being defined, a chapter study is exactly what the title conveys. It is a study of God's Word chapter by chapter. So in studying chapters, the first thing you want to do is select a chapter title. So you want to record on the chapter study chart the name of the book and the chapter number you're studying. Now, you want to read the entire chapter and give it a title which reflects its content. And if you've done a book survey, then you have already selected a chapter title. So, chapter 11 on the book study explains how to select chapter titles. Step number two, you want to mark the paragraph divisions. So, looking at your book here, you can see what I'm talking about as far as a special mark. So, you want to mark the paragraph divisions within the chapter, and in some Bibles, the paragraphs are marked with this special paragraph mark, and you can see it here in the book. In other Bibles, they are marked with a boldface verse number. Boldface means that the number is darker, or it's in bold, than the numbers in front of the other verses. If your Bible has neither paragraph marks or boldface markings, then you must determine the paragraph divisions yourself. And to do this, you must know the definition of a paragraph. So if you didn't know the definition of a paragraph, it's this. A paragraph is a group of verses which relate to the same subject matter. When the subject changes, then a new paragraph is begun. So you want to mark the paragraph divisions in your Bible by drawing a circle around the verse number where each paragraph begins. Then step three, you want to create a chapter study chart. So on the chapter study chart, you're going to record the title of the chapter. You're going to list the verses, paragraph divisions, and you're going to see that in the example later on here in this lesson. Then give each paragraph a title which reflects the content of the paragraphs. Use the column with the heading notes to record your thoughts about the relation between parts of the chapter. These notes will assist you in creating the chapter outline. Then step number four, create a chapter outline. So in the last chapter, you learn how to outline an entire book of the Bible. Now you're going to do a more detailed outline of just one chapter. So you've already selected a title for the chapter when you did the chapter chart, and use this for the title of your outline. Use the paragraph divisions and paragraph titles for the main points, then select subpoints and outline the verses in each paragraph of the chapter, and record the verse numbers by the points and subpoints. Also include any Bible references which relate to the subject and explain it more fully. And again, you want to see the example below. If the number of the paragraphs exceeds the spaces on the chapter study, then you can use some additional forms. For long chapters in the Bible, you can use several different forms. So as an example of the method, we've selected the book of Jude, which is a book with only one chapter, to use as an example of the chapter study method. So first one, step one, you want to select a chapter title. The title selected for this one chapter is Jude, and we've called it Warning Against False Teachers. Step number two, mark the paragraph divisions. So the chapter has been divided into paragraphs starting with verses 1, 3, 4, 5, 8, 11, 12, 14, 16, 17, 19, 20, 22, and 24. These verses were circled in the Bible to mark the paragraph divisions. So you may want to go ahead and get your Bible, turn it to the book of Jude, and do the same thing. Mark those paragraphs off. Step three, create a chapter study chart. So here's the example of that chart. Step four, you want to create a chapter outline. So here's the chapter outline that was created from the study of Jude. So first one is the introduction, which is greetings. That's Roman numeral number one, and it's chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Then point A, it's from Jude, who was the brother of James, bondservant of Jesus Christ, and the letters were addressed to the sanctified of God, preserved in Christ, and called. Then in Roman numeral number 2, we have the purpose, chapter 1, verse 3. First, point number A, original purpose, common salvation, and B, revised purpose, exhortation that they earnestly contend for the faith. Then in Roman numerals number 3, characteristics of certain men. They were false teachers, according to verses chapter 1, verse 4. They first crept in unawares, ordained to condemnation, ungodly men, turning God's grace to lasciviousness, and denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in Roman numeral number 4, we have three historical records that's found in verses 5 through 7. In point A, Israel, once saved, afterward was destroyed, and it has the, you see the verses here that are references to that. At point B, the angels left their first estate reserved in chains, and we find the references to that. And then Sodom and Gomorrah, sin resulted in punishment by fire, and we have the verses for that. In Roman numeral number 5, we have the description of false teachers in verses 8 through 10, which is a continued description from verse 4. We have point A, filthy dreamers, point B, defile the flesh, point C, they despise dominion, point D, they speak evil of dignitaries. Then subpoint 1, Michael the archangel did not dare to speak evil even against the devil. And point 2, these men speak evil of things they know not of. And then point E, corrupt natural things. In Roman numeral number 6, we have a description of these evil men by example. And verse 11, in point A, it says the way of Cain rejected the blood as necessary for remission of sin. In point B, the error of Balaam, ministry for financial gain. In point C, gainsaying of Kor, denying God's designated leadership. Now, Roman numerals number 7, the description of these evil men by metaphor or comparison to natural examples. So first off, we have spots in point A, which actually means stones in your feast, stone in food. B, clouds, promising much but delivering nothing, easily driven this way and that. C, trees without fruit, no roots or stability, twice dead, once in sin, secondly in hypocrisy. Point D, waves, boisterous, noisy, but accomplishing nothing. And finally, E, stars, look bright but reserved into darkness. In Roman numeral number 8, we have future judgment prophesied by Enoch. We have the scripture verse there. Point A is judged by the Lord with the 10,000 saints. B, for all their ungodly deeds committed. And C, for all their hard speeches spoken against him. In 9, we have the description of evil men. And that was found in verses 16 and 17. They were murmurers, point A. Point B, complainers. Point C, walking after their own lusts. Point D, mouth-speaking, swelling words. They were boasters. Point E, they have respect of persons, thinking some better than others because of wealth, position, etc. Roman numeral number 10, Jesus warned against them, and that's found in verses 18 through 19. Point A was they were mockers that would come in the last time. B, they would walk after their own ungodly lusts. C, they would separate themselves into groups or cliques. D, they would be sensual. And E, they would not have the Spirit of God. In point 11, we have the four-point plan for avoiding being deceived by these evil men, and that was found in Jude 1, 20 to 21. Point A, build up yourself in faith, which was found in verse 20. Pray in the Holy Ghost. C, keep yourself in the love of God. And D, look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Roman numeral number 12, our response to these evil men, which is found in verses 22 and 23. Point A, on some have compassion. Point 1, make a difference between these who are weak and the willfully evil. And B, others save with fear. Point 1, pull them out of the fire of sin or in hell. And 2, hate even the garments spotted by flesh. And then lastly, Roman numeral number 13, this is the closing or the benediction. In point A, it says he is able to keep us from falling. And subpoint number 1, to present us faultless. 2, before the presence of his glory. 3, with exceeding great joy. Then point B, to the only wise God, our Savior, now and forever. And then subpoints, glory, majesty, dominion, and power. So what you want to do is use questions. Learning how to ask questions will help you do a detailed studies of Bible passages. The following list of the questions concerns the one chapter of the book of Jude, used as an example in this lesson. This list is an example of how learning to question can lead you into a more detailed study of God's Word. So we can ask some of these questions, for instance, in verses 1 and 2. Who is the author of the epistle? What relationship to Jesus is stated here? What is the relationship to James? What are the three ways to which Jude identifies his readers as Christians? What does kept mean? Since he's writing to those who are kept, does this mean there are some who are called and beloved but are not kept in Jesus? In verses 3, some questions asked would be, what does the common salvation mean? And what in Jude 3 indicates that the Holy Spirit changed Jude's mind about the subject of his letter? And what was he originally going to write about? And who are the saints? In verse 4, some questions asked would be, why is Jude warning them to contend for the faith? What does contend mean? Does the text indicate that these false teachers who would come or had already come? Where did these ungodly men creep into? What two words describe Jesus Christ? And what three things describe these ungodly men? So you might want to look at these verses and answer those questions. Verses 5 through 8. What are the two facts about Israel mentioned in verse 5? How do they relate to Jude's subject? Who is the chief angel among those described in verse 6? What is meant by the great day? And to what must eternal fire refer? In verses 9 through 10, who is Michael? Why did Michael not accuse the devil? What was the dispute between Michael and the devil? And what are the ones in verse 10 who speak evil? Or who are the ones in verse 10 that speak evil? And then we have verse 11. What three examples of punishment are given in this verse? What was Cain's sin? What was Balaam's sin? What is Korah's sin? What are the three words or verbs or action words which describe actions of ungodly men? Then in verses 12 through 13, Jude compares these ungodly men with things from nature. What are they? And what is similar about waves, clouds, and stars as described? In verses 14 through 16, who is Enoch? What in verse 16 might tempt a person to show respect of persons? In verses 17 through 19, what verse in 17 is similar to verse 1? What is similar in verse 17 to verse 5? How many times in the word is the word ungodly used in verses 15 and 18? In verses 20 to 23, who is responsible for having faith according to verse 20? What does the word building infer as the speed of attaining full maturity in Christian life? Who is responsible for keeping us in the love of God? In verses 24 and 25, who is able to keep us from falling? What does it mean to be presented before God faultless? And what qualities of God are mentioned in verse 25? So these are all great questions that you can go ahead and go back, open up the book of Jude, and begin to look at these verses and ask these questions and help you get a much better understanding. So go ahead now and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.